Support for KPLU comes from SF Jazz, presenters of the San Francisco Fall Festival and Spring Season. A full schedule of events, including the opening of the new SF Jazz Center and a list of artists, is at sfjazz.org.
Thank you. Clarence Acock's group playing the KPLU Shuffle, which was composed by Michael Brockman and included on an album called Indigenous Groove, which came out in the early 90s. With Clarence Acock at the drums leading the group, Randy Halberstadt piano, Phil Sparks on bass, the rhythm section, and the horns were Michael Brockman on tenor and Julian Priester on trombone. Always like that combination of trombone and tenor. You don't encounter it very often. From the album Indigenous Groove, that was the KPLU Shuffle, opening up our Jazz Northwest for today on KPLU 88.5. Jim Wilkie with you here Sunday afternoon. A mixed bag of things today, talking about some jazz activities around town. Clarence Acock's band, incidentally, is one of those that's going to be playing next week in a tribute to Gay Anderson. It's going to run all week long at the New Orleans. Monday through Saturday, all the regular bands will be playing, but lots of guest performers dedicated to the memory of Gay Anderson. We'll have some more information about that coming up a little later. Right now, a recording that I was involved in a number of years back. I never had a copy of it until just recently. I got a copy from Greg Williamson, whose Pony Boy record label put this album out. It's called The Underdog and features the J. Thomas Quartet. We recorded them in two different locations, some of it at Tula's and some of it at the Cotton Club in Vancouver in the year 2001. The Vancouver gig had Jay on trumpet and tenor, with John Hansen piano, Russ Botten, the Vancouver bass player, and John Wiecan on drums. And this is the title tune from the album. It's a tune that was written by Al Cohn called The Underdog.
Here I go again, about to drop another bundle on the underdog. On the underdog. Isn't it a shame, but that's the kind of game I play. Now people think it's funny when they see you got your money on the clown and the chips are down. And when your side gets outclassed, they say nice guys wind up last. But there's a strange satisfaction when you're putting all your action on the underdog. On the underdog. Even though you know the odds may never go your way. Because favorites don't always win. That long shot may come in. And sooner or later, you know every underdog will have his day. Thank you. You figure the odds, you pick and you choose. Some got to win, and some got to lose. But favorites don't always win. That long shot may come in, who can say? And sooner or later, you know every underdog will have his day.
Two versions of a song, music for which was composed by Al Cohn as an instrumental. The great tenor saxophonist wrote that tune called The Underdog. And then later, Dave Frischberg wrote lyrics to it, probably while playing with Al Cohn and Zoot Sims when they were all touring together. First time I saw Dave Frischberg, and the only time I saw Zoot Sims, was a gig at Parnell's years ago. Dave Frischberg was the piano player with Al Cohn and Zoot Sims. And at one point in the evening, I remember Al saying, well, we're going to take a break now, but our piano player is going to do some of his own songs. And that was some of my first exposure to Frischberg songs, at least with him performing them. That's from an album called Let's Eat Home. The preceding version of the song was the title tune from the J. Thomas Quartet album that we recorded in 2001 in Vancouver, B.C., as well as in Seattle. The Vancouver gig was at the Cotton Club and had Russ Botten on bass, John Weeke on drums, and John Hansen at the piano with J. Thomas on trumpet in that version of Al Cohn's The Underdog. Dave Frischberg you can catch from time to time in Portland. He's making his home there, has for a number of years. Had a chance to catch up with him for a little while last summer and have lunch with he and his wife, April, and get caught up on things a bit. Always a wonderful chap to be around, Dave Frischberg. Some items I wanted to mention that are going on today and looking ahead to next week. There's a special concert this afternoon in Volunteer Park. This is a free concert at 4 o'clock this afternoon, and it's Jovino Santos Neto and the Seattle premiere of an orchestral piece he's written called All Nations. This piece for a 20-piece orchestra, and it was written for the 10th anniversary of soccer's All Nations Cup, with support from For Culture in Seattle. The group includes people like Hans Teuber, Tom Varner, Beth Fleener, Samantha Boschnack, Paul Taub, Tim Carey, Mark Ivester, Chris Spencer, and others. Outdoor event, it's free and open to the public at Volunteer Park this afternoon at 4 o'clock. Special event, well worth making the effort to get to. Also, today is the finale of the Django Festival, which has been going on at the Whidbey Island Center for the Arts. There's an afternoon concert and an evening concert tonight that'll wrap up the festival. The Easy Street Band's playing this afternoon at Tula's at 4, and the Jim Cutler Jazz Orchestra is there tonight at 8. This is also the final night for the Jeff Lorber Super Band playing at Demetrio's Jazz Alley. Monday night, at Tula's, Chad McCullough's Chamber Science Lab will be playing, and Janice Siegel will be doing one of the special Jazz Vox concerts at a location near Northgate. For more information on that, jazzvox.com. Catherine Russell, the daughter of Louis Russell, who was Louis Armstrong's band director. Catherine is going to be singing at Jazz Alley on Tuesday and Wednesday. If you enjoy traditional style vocals, don't miss her. She's the authentic thing. Also, the Music Works Big Band plays at Tula's on Tuesday night. Piano starts here on Wednesday night at the Royal Room. This is an interesting project featuring music of Duke Ellington played by four solo pianists in turn. Coming up a little later, Basie Band will be at Jazz Alley next Sunday and Monday, the 30th and the 1st, and really something to experience if you've never caught the Basie Band live. Even at this distance from the passing of the leader, it's still a wonderful band. Also, all week long, Monday through Saturday, at the New Orleans Creole Restaurant, a tribute to Gay Anderson, the owner-operator of the New Orleans for so many years, and a great friend to musicians, and the musicians are paying tribute to her with nightly performances and many guest artists appearing Monday through Saturday next week at the New Orleans. Every Sunday evening at Boxley's in North Bend, the owner moves up to the piano and takes over for the course of the evening. That would be Danny Kolke, who leads a trio with John Hamer on bass and Greg Williamson on drums. And a new CD has appeared, and it's called Danny Kolke Trio Sunday Nights. Here's Danny at the piano with John Hamer and Greg Williamson, and we'll hear them doing Thelonious Monk's tune Blue Monk, as recorded at Boxley's in North Bend just about a year ago.
Thank you. when life was slow and oh so mellow. Try to remember the kind of September when grass was green and grain was yellow. Try to thank you.
Wonderful freewheeling trio with Brent Jensen on soprano sax, Bill Anschell piano, and Chris Simer on bass. We heard them playing the Ellington tune Just Squeeze Me from their new CD Blueprints on Origin Records. Before that, Vancouver singer Karen Plato with John Roney at the piano, and a song called Try to Remember by Harvey Schmidt and Tom Jones. That's one of the songs from one of the most successful musicals ever, called The Fantastics. It ran off Broadway for years, decades, I think. Try to Remember. Wonderful song, sung by Karen Plato. That's from her CD, Out of Town. We led off that set of three with a piano trio led by Danny Kolke, the pianist with John Hamer on bass and Greg Williamson on drums, recorded at Danny Kolke's place, Boxley's in North Bend, playing Blue Monk in performance there. Danny Kolke plays every Sunday evening with his trio at Boxley's. You're listening to Jazz Northwest, our Sunday afternoon survey of the regional jazz scene here on 88.5 KPLU. Next, we're going to be listening to a song from an off-the-grid girl. As a matter of fact, she's written a song called Off the Grid. She wrote the lyrics, and the music was written by Eddie Arkin, Lorraine Feather, who makes her home in the San Juan Islands. After having been a resident of New York and Los Angeles, she writes lyrics, she's a very skillful lyricist and also a wonderful singer, and she also does lots of voiceover and just a very active studio person. Here is Lorraine Feather, who is going to be singing on the first weekend of the upcoming Earshot Jazz Festival, mid-October. Lorraine sings Off the Grid Girl.
He packed his bags in Bellingham, took the water taxi to where I am. We'd lie by the brook, his yellow dog chasing butterflies while I wrote my blog. It warned the outside world to stay away.
To stay away. He would never pass the deep, dark winter here. He made that clear.
We've got these rats as big as cats, slugs as long as your arm, a nasty nest of rattlesnakes down by the onion farm. We brought them in to eat the rats, which, as I stated, are big as cats. All they did was multiply and grow. It's a very scary place to be, unless you're an off-the-grid girl. Like me. Touched up listings
on the walls of Windermere were Cold Well Banker or John L. Scott. One barren plot is all we've got. Extended stays are scarcely apropos, but there's a cabin in the shadow of the penitentiary just right for an off-the-grid girl. Thank you.
beautiful performance of that great tune. It's just really kind of soaring, isn't it? I love the way it just takes off. It's called Falling Grace, and it was written by Steve Swallow, the great bass player, and shows up in a new recording by Seattle bass player John Hamer, with Todd Del Giudice on alto sax and Jeffrey Keyser at the piano. Falling Grace from John Hamer's new CD, Hymn. It's just out on the Origin record label. Before that, we were listening to Lorraine Feather, who was singing there with Russell Ferrante on piano, and a song that was written by Eddie Arkin, the music, and Lorraine Feather, the words, called Off the Grid Girl. Lorraine Feather seems to have caught on very quickly what a nice place we live in and how we ought to discourage other people from moving here. Lorraine Feather and John Hamer will both be leading groups the first weekend of the upcoming Earshot Jazz Festival, which begins on October 12th, and they will both be appearing at Tula's that first weekend, with Lorraine Feather on Friday and Saturday, who will be singing with Russell Ferrante, doing some of the songs from this recent disc, Tales of the Unusual. And also John Hamer Quintet is going to be playing on Sunday evening at Tula's, and they'll be doing music from their new CD. So that's first weekend, and lots of other things going on, October 12th through November 4th. For more information on the upcoming Earshot Jazz Festival, be sure to see the website at earshot.org with complete information. I'm Jim Wilkie. Hope you've enjoyed our music today. Thanks for listening to Jazz Northwest. I'll be back next Sunday at this same time for our survey of the regional jazz scene. Next week, we're planning on having a performance that we recorded at Port Townsend during the Jazz Festival, a performance that took place at the Upstage, which features Tamir Handelman at the piano with a trio including Martin Wind and Matt Wilson. Really a great trio. They had a lot of fun, and we did too, listening to them. That's next week here on Jazz Northwest. Stay tuned for Piano Jazz with Marion McPartland coming up next. The guest on today's program is Jesse Green. You're listening to 88.5 KPLU Tacoma, Seattle, 90.1 KPLI Olympia, and 89.3 KVIX Port Angeles, Victoria. NPR News and All That Jazz, a community service of Pacific Lutheran University.